Hello, this is track 5 on the Moving On Recovery Programme, and this track's going to be all about the recovery box, and it relates to MO9 sheet. Now, what do we mean by the recovery box? Well, we're going to talk about something today that is quite a remarkably powerful little tool that we use. And I want to ask you a question to start off. Wouldn't it be great if we could turn failure on its head? Wouldn't it be great if we had something that every time something bad happened, every time something difficult happened, we could actually use it to make things better? Sound too good to be true? Well, this is a powerful little program that we've developed which has really helped people to make progress. We all know that there's plenty of difficult stuff in life, right? We all know that enough happens to keep us busy all the time with difficult things. Well, imagine if we were going to use that as raw fuel to make things better. Well, that's exactly what the recovery box is about. And this is how it works. Let's look at the sheet now and see how we're going to use it. First of all, as usual, we date what we do so that we can put it in a sequence. And again, you're asked to do this thing daily or as needed on your own, where you write down examples of things that have discouraged you, all that stuff that happens that you think, oh, you know, if only this didn't happen, everything would be okay, and if only they wouldn't say this, and so on. Well, let's look at how we fill the sheet in. The first thing is the event. We write down what happened, and we've got to write this in our own words, including all the, you know, the difficulties that it involves. It could be the way people talk to us. It could be the way that we responded. It could be just the difficulty involved in coping with this difficult event. So we write down what happened. The next thing we write down is, how did it discourage us? What did it tell us about life that we don't want to know, that we don't want to hear, that makes things really appear to be very difficult? How did it discourage us? It may be that it's something like, well, it showed me that we're not going to be successful, or it showed me that we're not getting anywhere, or it showed me that we don't have enough money, or it showed me any amount of negative things. Okay, so we write that down second. But then we put down thirdly, what did we learn when we put it in the box? Now, this is the bit that needs explaining. How does the recovery box work? Well, I want to go through a little exercise with you. And again, you'll have done this in the session, but this is just to reiterate and guide you through it again. I want you to picture in your mind a box. Now, this can be any kind of box. It could be an old cardboard box all run down, or it could be a nice steel box, like a savings box. Whatever works for you, that it's for you to imagine. But as well as that, I want you to put down on the box a sign saying recovery. It's very important that the box has a sign on it marked recovery, so that when you imagine it, you see this idea that anything that goes in the box is part of your recovery. What happens when we are discouraged with events is that effectively we put them outside the box. It's like we're saying, well, we want a recovery, but this thing is against our recovery. This thing is not helping our recovery. So it goes outside the box. But what happens in our mind's eye when we take this event, when we take this thing and actually place it inside the box, is that we start to see that actually it does have something to teach us. If we can include it in our recovery, instead of simply writing it off as something that is contrary or against our recovery, then we start to learn. And more than that, we start to learn very valuable lessons. What can this thing actually teach us? Imagine if it was actually part of your recovery. Imagine if we could make everything that happened a way to recover even more. Well, we'd make fantastic progress, and that's exactly what happens when we start to use this idea of a recovery box. So, what are examples of it being used? Well, somebody might have an argument and they might put this outside the box and say, well, you know, we were doing great for a week or two, and then now we've all started arguing again and it's all terrible. Well, you're putting that argument outside the box. But if you were to put it in the box and say, no, this is part of my recovery, I've got to learn something from this, then what would happen? Well, I can't say for yourself, but in the past I've seen families put things in the recovery box and say, well, I had to learn from this that I can't always have my own way. That's the big lesson I had to learn from this argument. And as soon as I realized that there was something to learn, as soon as I realized that this event had something for me, then I started to grow and I started to outgrow the difficulties that I was experiencing. Now, again, this is a very simple little exercise, but I can't tell you how powerful it is once you start to practice it. Once you start to realize that life is full of lessons and that we don't always enjoy them, we don't always like them. Sometimes we wish other people would just do what we want and then everything would be fine. Well, maybe that's true, but it's not going to happen. People are not going to do things just because we want them to do them. What we've got to commit to is a recovery process. A way of learning, a way of saying, everything that happens, I'm going to now learn from. I'm committed to my recovery process, and everything goes inside the box. So let's just reiterate then. We write down the event, everything that happened, and we also then write down, how did it discourage us? What is it that about this event that sort of said, this is no good, it's not helping at all, it's not going to make things better? But then finally, we have to put it in the box. See yourself in your mind's eye, literally taking up this event and placing it in the box and saying, no, this is part of my recovery. How am I going to learn from this? How am I going to use this event to recover still more? How am I going to use this event to make my family even better? And once you commit to that, then you will be amazed at what lessons these difficult events are teaching you. What amazing things they have to offer you once you look at them as part of your recovery. Well, I hope that helps. Again, any questions you might have about this, by all means, write them down on the backside of the page and we will cover them in the next session. But bye for now.